Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oyez V'Hadar edition on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amid, 4 words from the end of the line, with the words Ozel Zovin Taryoi. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, Ozel Zovin Taryoi. He went and he sold his ox. We're in the middle of a story concerning Mashiach. The important facts of the story until here are that a Jew was once plowing with his ox, and his ox began making sounds, and an Arab was passing by who knew the sounds of animals, and he told the Jew, "Put down your ox and your plow, unbuckle it, take it apart, because the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed." That's what I heard from your ox, that the Beis HaMikdash today was destroyed. Then the ox made more sounds, and the Arab told the Jew, "Buckle up the plow to the ox, because I just heard from the ox that Yolid Malka Mashiach, that today, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Melech HaMashiach was born on the same day. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Melech HaMashiach was born today on Tisha B'Av." So the Jew asked the Arab, "What's the name of Mashiach?" And he said, "The name is Menachem." And the Gemara had brought the story as a raya to those shitas that hold that the name of Mashiach is Menachem, or we learned that Semach is the same gematria as Menachem, 138, and therefore it's a riot to the shittas of Semach as well. Then he asked him what's the name of his father, and he told him the name of the father of Mashiach is Chizkia, and where does he come from, he asked him, and the Arab answered that he comes from Biras Malko, which is in Beis Lechem Yehuda. That's where we got up to in the story. And now the story continues, that he went ahead, the Jew, and he sold his ox, v'zovin kankane, he also sold his plow, v'yis'avid zovin levedin lemeinuka, and he got a new profession, and that was to be a salesman for children's clothing. V'hava ayul karye v'nafa karye, he would go in one city and out the other city. In other words, he went around from town to town peddling his merchandise, his children's clothing, ad da'ol lahu karta, until he came to that city which the Arab had told him the Melech HaMashiach Menachem was born, in the city of Biras Malka in Beis Lechem Yehuda. Vahavyan kol nishaya zavnan, all the women who had children, who had infants, were buying the children's clothing. Ve'ima de Menachem loy zavna, but the mother of Menachem did not buy any of the clothing. Shama, the salesman, heard kolon de nishaya, the sound of the women. He heard their voices saying, Amrin, Eime de Menachem, mother of Menachem, Eime de Menachem, mother of Menachem, I say Zuvna Levrach, come and buy clothing for your son that you recently had on Tisha B'Av. Amra, so the mother of Menachem, that obviously was the Melech HaMashiach, she said, Boya ana mechankene senein Yisrael, I wanted to choke the enemies of the Jewish people, referring to her son. How could she say such a thing about her son? She added, the biyoymed, the yisyalid, ichre beis migdusha. She took her son's birth as a bad omen, because it was on the very day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed that her son was born. And therefore, she used such a harsh lashon, I wanted to choke the enemies of Yisrael. You're asking me I should buy clothing for my son. I wanted to kill him because his birth represents the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar la, so the peddler said to her, Rechitza, we can be sure, Anan, de beragle chorev beragle mispanye, that with his coming, the Beis HaMikdash, in fact, was destroyed, but with his coming, it will be rebuilt. And this consoled her, and he was saying, don't look at it as a bad omen, because Mashiach will bring about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Amra Lei, so she said to him, Leslie Puritan, I don't have any money with me. Amar La, so he said to her, Vihu, and he, referring to himself, Ma Ichbas Lei, what does he mind? He doesn't mind selling it to you on credit. I see come, Zuvnan Lei, buy clothing for him. In Leslach Kuma Yomidain, if you don't have any money right now, Basu Yoimin Anoasi Vinasiv, I'm going to come back in a few days, and then I'll take the money. Basu Yoimin Olahu Karta, after a few days, he went back to that city, and he was looking for the lady to get his money. Omar Law, he said to her, Mahu mi Yanuka Ovid, what is the Yanuka, what is your young son, what's he doing? What's happening with him? Amra Lei, so she responded, Min Shaita de Chamitani, from the time that you saw me originally here in the city, Asin Ruchin, the Elulin, winds and gales have come, the Chatfini Min Yodai, and they have grabbed him away from my hands. I don't know where he is. He has disappeared. I no longer have my son Menachem. And this Gemara, of course, is full of symbolism, and we have to learn some of the Gedolei HaMeforshim to understand what this story, the hidden message that all Agadita has, what particular message was this Agadita about Mashiach telling us. The Maral tells us that the Ruchin, the winds, and the Alulin, the gales that the Gemara speaks about, that the woman said grabbed her son Menachem, the Mashiach, away. This refers to the Koiches HaTuma in the world that do not want that Mashiach should come. The Marsha writes that when Mashiach was taken away, he was hidden by Hashem in Gan Eden. And the Agoras Eliyahu explains that the inyan of Mashiach being born and being hidden away is a haftacha, a commitment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will bring Mashiach even though the generation is not worthy of having Mashiach come. The Agoras Eliyahu also explains that when the Gemara says here that a ox, a shor was machriz on Mashiach, that his name is Menachem, the shore, we are told, was also choresh, he was plowing. This is all a remez that before Mashiach ben David comes, there will come Mashiach ben Yosef. And the pasuk says, Bechor shor hadar loy, that the bracha to Yosef was that he was like a bechor shor. So we see Yosef identified with an ox. And the idea over here is that the ox is plowing. The Mashiach ben Yosef will plow the world as a hachon, as a preparation for Mashiach ben David. He will fight the battles, the wars, and in fact, he will die in the milcham of Gog u'Magog, and then Mashiach will come. Even though the Ramchal tells us that this gzeira, that Misas Mashiach ben Yosef will happen in the Milchemes Gog u'Magog, the Ramchal says, was Nizbatel. According to the Shalah, the gathering of the exiles, Kibbutz Golias and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, this will all take place in the Zman of Mashiach ben Yosef. But there will still be Olam Kemenahagoy Noyeg, there will still be Chet, there will be Misa in the world, but after the coming of Mashiach ben David, then there will be a new Seder, a new order of Chet and Misa becoming Batel. There will no longer be any sin. There will no longer be any Bechira for a person to sin. Whatever Madrega we are on when Mashiach ben David will come, that is what we remain on, and Chet and Misa will become Batel. These are some of the highlights of the symbolism of this fascinating story concerning Mashiach ben David, whose name will be Menachem. Amar Rav Bun, says Rav Bun, Ma lanu lilmoy min Arabi azeh, v'loy mikrei molehu. What do we have to learn from this Arab? The fact that on the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that's the day when Mashiach was born. It's an open pasuk, because the pasuk states, V'ha'levonoin ba'adir yipol, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, that the Levonon, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash, as the Charedim brings down Hainu Migdash, Tichsiv Ahora Toiva Zev Alavonon, Upirshu Rabbeinu, Zechorin Mavracha, Shenikra Kachlefi, Shehoyim Malbin Avinisem Shal Yisrael. Because the Beis HaMikdash whitened the Averis of the Bnei Yisrael, that's why the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as the Levonon. And what does the Pasuk say in Yeshaya? V'ha'levonon Ba'adir Yipol, that the Levonon will fall into the hands of a mighty king. This is Perik Yud, Pasuk Lamed Dalid, Mak Siv Basrei, what is written in the Pasuk which begins Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, V'yotzachoter Migeza Yishai, a staff will come out from the stump of Yishai. This refers to Mashiach ben David, who comes from Geza Yishai. His father was Yishai. So Mashiach is referred to as coming from the stump of Yishai. So we see in the Psukim of Yeshaya that which the Arab told the Jew, that on the day that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, Mashiach would be born. That's what the Psukim are saying in Yeshaya. Halvona in the Beis HaMikdash ba'adur yipol, it will fall into the hands of a mighty king. And that very day is V'yotzachoy to Megeza Yishai, Mashiach ben David will be born. Begins the Gemara on the top of the Chav Vav Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Tam Chuma, Mibnei Ma Hiskinu Shemea Tvila, Bracha Chamesh Esrei. Why were they misakin that the 15th Bracha of Shemana Esrei is Shemea Tvila? Now we have learned before that there is a Machalikis Bavel Yon Yerushalmi. What do we mean by the Amida being Shemana Esrei, that there are 18 Brachas to the Shemana Esrei? According to Yerushalmi, there were originally 17, and then they added in Yavne the Birchas Haminim of Lamalshinim, and that brought it to 18. According to some Rishonim and Yerushalmi, we explained before in an earlier shir that there were originally 18, but then when they wanted to add Lamalshinim, they still wanted to stay at the number 18. So they made as Semach David to be part of Yerushalayim Ircha Barachim Toshuv. So that's all now one bracha. So we're down to 17. We add V'lamalshin and we bring it back to 18. But whatever way you learn in the Yerushalmi, we wind up with not more than 18 brachas. However, according to the Bavli, Es Samach David always was and remains a separate bracha distinct from Yerushalayim Ircha. And when we add V'lamalshin, we really have 19. So according to the Yerushalmi Shita, what Rav Tanchum is saying is very poshut, because in fact, Shemeya Tfila, if you count from the beginning of Shemana Esrei until Shemeya Tfila, with Es Samach David being part of Yerushalayim Ircha, you will see that the bracha of Shemeya Tfila is in fact the 15th bracha. However, according to the Bavli, we have to understand, since Es Samach David is separate from Yerushalayim Ircha, it comes out that Shemeya Tfila is the 16th bracha. How does the Gemara here say it's the 15th? So on this, the Charedim, the top Charedim on the right-hand column, says, Ein Oymoyne Birchas Haminim, that he's not counting in this Cheshbon the bracha of the Minim to be Yavne Teknua. That was made later in Yavne. Lekach Kor L'Shemeya Tfila Tezvav. That's why he calls Shemeya Tfila the 15th. It's interesting, although the Charedim is being mefarished to Yerushalmi, and the Charedim should very poshut have said that according to Yerushalmi, there's only 18 brachas in total, and in fact, Shemei Tfila is the 15th, he chose to explain our Gemara, even according to the Bavli, that there's really 19 brachas, but he's saying that for this Cheshbon, we're not counting V'lamoshinim, and therefore, in fact, Shemeya Tfila is the 15th bracha. So why did they find it appropriate to make the 15th bracha Shemeya Tfila? Answers the Gemara, Keneged Hashem Lamabul Yashav. As the Charedim brings down, and we've explained this in an earlier shir, in the second line of the Charedim, Divrei Amasal Keneged Hashem Lamabul Yashav, Kedi Amar Bebavli Lekamon, Perik Dalid and Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, Hani Yud Ches, Keneged Mi. Why do we have 18 brachas in Shemayna Esrei? There are a few reasons, but our Gemara is going according to that opinion, that Keneged Yud Ches Askorah She'amar David Behavel Hashem B'nei Elam. What we say every Friday night during Kabbalah Shabbos, Mizmor LeDavid Havel Hashem B'nei Elam. So in that Mizmor, David had 18 Haskorahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The 15th Haskara of Hashem's name is Hashem Lamabul Yashav, which means that Hashem held back. He stayed the Mabul that it should not totally destroy the world. And Memela Shemeya Tfilah, through our Tfilahs, Shehu Koila Es HaParanius Melovel Olam. This prevents punishments from coming to the world. So Al Yidei our Tfilas, we are doing the same as Hashem LaMabul Yashav, where Hashem didn't let the Mabul destroy the world, and that's why Shemei Tfilah is the 15th bracha. Now, at this point, the next thing that Yerushalmi should have discussed is what is the connection between Shemei Tfilah and Ritzei, which is speaking about the Avod and the Beis Hamikdash. But in fact, the Gemara seeks to understand why Avodah Ritzei is next L'Hoidoya. Why is it next to Moedim? So the Pnei Moshe alludes to this by reminding us that the reason Shemei Tfilah is connected to Ritzei was already discussed a daf earlier on daf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. The Pnei Moshe brings down, we have the Pasuk, V'havi Yoysim al Har Kachi, V'usamachtam V'beis Tfilasi, Arleisem V'zivchem L'ratzna al Mizbechi. So that goes keneged the three brachas of Shemayin Esrei, which are Yerushalayim Ircha, and according to Yerushalmi, Asamach David is part of Yerushalayim Ircha, followed by Shemei Tfilah, followed by Ritzei. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. Vav Yoysim al Har Kachi, that refers to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, where the Shekhinah is found in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That's the Baruch of Yerushalayim Ircha. And then that's followed by Usmachtem Beveis Tfilasi, through Tfilah, through my answering their tefillahs, Hashem says that Klal Yisrael will be happy in my Beis Tefillah, in the Beis HaMikdash. This refers to the bracha of Shemeya Tefillah. And that is followed by Oylei Seim Zivchem, L'Ratzna Mizbechi. That's Ritzei. That's the bracha where we will find favor in the eyes of Hashem, that he will accept our karbonis. So the shaykhus between Shemeya Tefillah and Ritzei was already discussed in Daf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph, and therefore here the Gemara goes on to understand what's the connection between Ritzei and Moedim. And on this, the Gemara brings a pasuk, and the pasuk is Zoveach Toida Yechabdonini, that he who brings a korban Toida will honor me. V'som derech, a person who sets a straight path, Arena B'yeshal Akim, I will show him the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Charedim brings down Rashi in Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph in the Bavli, says that we learn the shaychus between Avodah and paying homage to Hashem, thanking Hashem. We learn that from the first two words of this pasuk, Zoveach Toida, which Rashi says to mean Acher Zvicha Tein Hoidah, after bringing the korban, then thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Moedim follows Ritzei. And what do you end with? V'chaysim b'shalom, shekol ha'brachos chaysmeim shalom. We end off with shalom because the conclusion of all brachos are shalom. We speak about peace. Amar of Shimon ben Chalafta, and this is in fact the end of Masechta Uktzin in the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, Ein Loch Kli Shemachzik Bracha Yoysim and Hashalom. There is no keli that contains blessing more than Shalom. In other words, if a person doesn't have Shalom, he can get all the blessings in the world, but his vessel that is holding in the mushel, the liquid that is holding the water, has a crack in it, the water will spill out. So his blessings will be funneled out of the container. The only thing that can contain all blessings to a person is if there is shalom. Ein kli shemachzik bracha yoyser min hashalom. Umatam, what is the source for this? Hashem oiz la'amo yitain. Hashem will give strength to his people. Hashem yivorech es amei v'shalom. The strength to Klal Yisrael will be that Hashem will bless them with shalom. And it's interesting to note that the last memra of the last mishnah, of the last perik, of the last mesechta, of the last seder of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which is the last mishnah in Mesechta Uktzin, in fact, concludes with this remark that Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Yosef and Hashalom, and the pasuk of Hashem Oiz La'amayitin Hashem Yivarech as Amay Vashalom. There is a fascinating pshat of Rav Meir Shapiro Zitzal on a Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph in the Bavli, where the Gemara gives a Haggadah background to the psukim here that David HaMelech said in Tehillim. And the Gemara explains that these psukim have to do with Maimed Har Sinai Kabbalas HaTorah. And the Gemara states there in Zvachim, Niskapsu Kulam Eitzel Bilam Arasha, all the kings of the Umas Oilam gathered together to Bilam Arasha, V'amruloi, they said to him, Ma Koil HaAmoin Asher Shamanu, they heard the sound of the gathering of Klal Yisrael, they heard that sound. What is that sound that we hear? Shema Mabul Bol Oilam. Perhaps there's a Mabul coming to the world. Amar Lahem, so Bilam said to them, our pasuk that we mentioned here in the Gemara, Hashem La Mabul Yashav. Vayeshev Hashem Melech Loilam, as Rashi explains there in Zvachim, Kfar Nishba, Sheye Melech Loilam, Al Briyosav, Velo Yashchisam. He promised, he swore that he would be a king over the world and he would not destroy the inhabitants of the world. Kfar Nishba, as the Gemara in Zvachim continues, Kfar Nishba Kodesh Baruch She'enu Mevi Mabul Yoilam. He's not going to bring a Mabul to the world. Amru Loi, Mabul Shomayim Enu Mevi, Avu Mabul Shalesh Mevi. Maybe he'll bring a Mabul of fire. Shenamer, the Pasuk states, Kiba Eish Hashem Nishba, Hashem judges the world with fire. Amr Lahan, Bilam answered the kings, Kfar Nishba, he swore She'enu Mashlis Kobos, he's not going to destroy mankind. So they asked again, so what is the sound of these multitudes, of this group that we hear? Amar Lahem. So Bilam answered, Chemda Toiva Yeshloi Bebeis Genozov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a precious treasure, a good treasure in his treasure house. Shoyse Genuzetz like tough Kufayin Dalad Doiris. That this treasure was hidden away for 974 generations, Kaidim Shenivar Oilam, before the world was created. Ubikesh Litno Labanov, he wanted to give it to his children. Shenemar, Hashem Oiz Lamayitan, Hashem wants to give his strength to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi explains there in Zvachim, Oiz is the Torah, which is he ma'uzan shal Yisrael. It is the strength of Klal Yisrael. So he had this treasure 974 generations before the world was created. And then together with the 26 generations, as Rashi explains there in Zvachim, from Adam until Moshe Rabbeinu, so that is together 974 and 26 is 1,000. That's what the Pasuk says. Dovor Tzival Aleph Dor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded his Dover, his word, the word of Torah, after 1,000 generations. So that's the sound of the Hamoin that you are hearing. Miyad Pashu Kulam V'Yomru, they all opened up their mouths and they said, Hashem Yivorech Es Amoy Bashalom. Hashem should bless Klal Yisrael with peace. Rav Meir Shapiro Zitzal gives a beautiful pshat on this Gemara. The Goyim heard from Maimid Har Sinai that the Jews had all gathered together in unison at Har Sinai. And that's what the Goyim wanted to know. What was causing this unity in Klal Yisrael? They were used to the fact that Klal Yisrael would get together in harmony when there was a threat to their existence, an existential threat. They said to Bilam, perhaps there's a Mabul coming to the world. That would explain why they are gathering together in unison without any fighting in a spirit of shalom. He said, no, there's no Mabul going to come. They said, maybe it's fire that's bringing them together. No, Hashem promised he won't destroy the world. That's not the reason why Klal Yisrael is gathering together in peace and harmony. Bilam said there's something else that brings Klal Yisrael together. Hashem oiz lama yitain. Hashem had this treasure, the Torah, and now, after 1,000 generations, at Maimid Har Sinai, he's giving that Torah to Klal Yisrael. That is what is being ma'achid Klal Yisrael. Torah is the item that can be ma'achid Klal Yisrael, as we find Rashi telling us in Chumash on the pasuk Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor Ke'ish Echad Beleva Echad. That at Har Sinai, they lost all their machlokas. They became like one person with one heart. Hashem oiz lama yitain. It's not the mabul. It's not the fire. It's not the existential threat from the enemy outside that's bringing this unity in Klal Yisrael. Rather, it's Hashem oiz lama yitain. It's the ma'uzan shal Yisrael, the strength of the Jewish people, the Torah. That is what is ma'achid Klal Yisrael together. And then the Goyim had to say, Hashem Yivarech es Amoy Vashalom. The Torah indeed is such a strong power that it can bring Klal Yisrael together, Ba'achdus. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah, Korah V'toh, Yachsir L'makom Shetoh. If he was reading it in Kriya Shema, he made a mistake, he should go back to where he made the mistake and continue from there. Says the Gemara, Ta ben ksivas harishayna lishniya. If he made a mistake. Now the word here, ben, does not mean between. It's not that he made a mistake between uksaftam of the first parsha and uksaftam of the second parsha, but his mistake is he doesn't know whether he is holding before uksaftam of the Parsha Rishoyna, or whether he's holding before the uksaftam of Parsha Shnia. So the word bain here does not mean between, it means whether. The halacha is, chayzer leksivas harishoyna. He should go back to the first uksaftam, and he should continue from there. If you look in the Haredim, that's how he learns pshat, to ben ksiva sheyedeya shetzorch loimer uksaftam. He knows that he has to say it. He doesn't know if he's in the first parsha or in the second parsha. So misafik, he goes back to the first parsha. Continues the Gemara, Ta ve'enu yudeh hechen ta. If a person made a mistake, he knows he made some mistake, but he doesn't remember where it was. Yachser kivat chilo l'makam haborla. He should go back to the place where he knows for sure that he set up till that spot perfectly. And from that spot and on, he should repeat the Shema, because the mistake obviously happened after that time. Dolma, the Gemara, now relates a story. Rab Chia, Rab Yasa, Rab Ami, these three, Salka and Meved, Genunya de Rab Lazar. They were making the Genunya of Rab Lazar. What's Genunya? Explains the Charedim. Divri Amaska Genunya de Rab Lazar. Shahoya Naisa Isha. He was the chassan. He was going to marry a woman. V'ahoya oisun lekilas chassanim. They were making a canopy of the chassanim. That's the genunya. And where do you see that that means canopy? Kechassan yoytze mechupasa. The pasuk until in Perek Yutes. Like a chassan going out from his chuppah. Targume, the Targum explains, kechassna nafik mi genunya. Like a chassan going out from the genunya. So we see that chuppah, the canopy, that is genunya. So they were helping Rab Lazar to make for him a canopy for his chasana. Shaman Kalya de Rabbi Yochanan, they heard the voice of Rabbi Yochanan, imach this mila, that he was saying a chidush in a halacha. Amrin, they said, man naches shamalamine, who should go down to hear the chidush that Rabbi Yochanan is saying and report back to us? Amrin, they said, Ve'yechus Rab Lazar, let the chassan himself go. To who Zoris Sagin? He is very diligent. He's quick. He'll go there quickly and he'll come back in time. And in fact, Nachas, he went down to hear what Rabbi Yechus was saying. Vesalik, he came back. Armelon, he told the other great Talmid Chachamim, Kain Amar Rabbi Yechus, this is what Rabbi Yechus said. Kara umatza atzmai b'laman. If a person was reading Krishma and he finds that he's up to Laman, Yirbu, and now he has sveikus. He doesn't know if perhaps he didn't say the second parsha. Perhaps he's still in the first parsha. So whatever his sveikas are, chazaka kiven. We have a chazaka that if he's holding by Laman, he must have said everything properly according to his hergula, according to the way he's used to saying it, and we assume that he didn't skip anything and he is where he's supposed to be in Laman. He does not have to repeat anything. Rabbi Lai said b'shem in the name of Rabbi Yassa, who said it in the name b'shem Rav Acha Ruba the Great, Rav Acha, nispal l'motza atzmi shemei tefila, chazaka kiven, the same as we learned before, that if he found in Shmoyne Esrei that he's up to Shemei Tefillah, and he has a suffix concerning what he had said previously, he can assume that he said everything correctly up to the place of Shemei Tefillah. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Lazar stated, Nispal of Eloi Kiven Liboy, if a person davened and he didn't have kavana, so what does he do? If he knows that he's able to go back to what he recited without kavana, then he should do so. He should go back and have proper kavana. The imlav, but if he's not sure, that perhaps he'll go back and he still won't have kavana. Al yispal, he should not repeat tefillah. Now, the halacha here concerns all the brachas of Shemayna Esrei. The tour in Arachayim Simen Kuf Aleph says this halacha, but only b'negeya, the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei. And the Torah adds that b'zman hazeh, we tell a person not to go back, even if he feels he could be mechaven, because chances are, in our low generation, that if he was not mechaven the first time in the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei, which is the most important bracha in Shemayna Esrei, he will not be mechaven the second time as well. And so paskins the Ramah there in Arachayim Simen Kuf Aleph. So a person should try his hardest to have proper kavana by the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei. However, if he did not, he does not repeat that bracha. Amar Rab Chiya Ruba, the great Rab Chiya said, Ana, concerning myself, min yoyme, from my earliest childhood until today, like Kivanta, I didn't have kavana in Shmirne Esrei. The Charedim immediately says, on the in Divrei Amaskal like Kivanis, Kalimer, Hatfila me roish v'atsayif, belishum here. He meant to say, I was never zocha to say the full Shmirne Esrei from the beginning till the end without thinking about something else. The Chalila Shakadoshim Alolo Shaloi Hayim Mechavnin. We're going to see in the Gemara later other great Gedolim who didn't have Kavana. So the Charedim says, Chas v'Shalom, that they didn't have Kavana. It doesn't mean they said the whole Shemoneh Esrei without Kavana. Ella, I Oiver, Al Tzad Oinus, Hirer, Oiver v'Chayzer Mechavnin. So they said the whole Shemoneh Esrei with Kavana. If that's one spot, they lost their Kavana for a moment through an Onus, they would repeat that word or phrase till they had the right kavana and then continue. But the Gemara doesn't mean that Rabbi Chiya Ruba was saying, I never had kavana b'chlal in Shemoneh Esrei. Continues Rabbi Chiya Ruba, and he said, El chad zman, one time, boy mechavana, I wanted to have the correct kavana. I was holding close by having a perfect Shemoneh Esrei with kavana. And then, v'yir hartia, I started thinking, believe me, in my heart, va'amris, and I said, man ol kumi malka kadmai, who comes first in front of the king? Is it Arkafsa, Iresh Galusa? The Arkafsa was appointed, the way the Pnei Moshe learns, the Arkafsa was on top of the Resh Galusa, and the Pnei Moshe learns that the Shaila here in the Gemara is, When they came in front of the king, would they start from the lowest to the highest or from the highest to the lowest? But it was no question that the Arkafsa, who was appointed by the king, was on top of the Resh Galusa. So it was only a question if they went from lower higher, which would mean first the Resh Galusa and then the Arkafsa would come to the king, or the opposite, they went from higher lower, first the Arkafsa would come and then the Resh Galusa. So learns the Pnei Moshe. Others learn that In certain aspects, the Arkafsa was higher than the Reish Galusa, but in other aspects, the Reish Galusa was higher than the Arkafsa. In others, the Arkafsa was like a skun. He was like an assistant appointed by the king to be an assistant to the Reish Galusa. So in terms of administration over Klal Yisrael, the Reish Galusa was the highest. However, in the eyes of the monarchy, the appointed Arkafsa was considered higher than the Reish Galusa. So the question is, when it came to represent Klal Yisrael in front of the king, did the king ask the Reish Galusa, who had the highest position in the government over Klal Yisrael, he should come first? Or did he tell his Arkafsa that he had appointed, he was only the skan, he was like the assistant to the Reish Galusa, but since he was appointed by the king, in the king's eyes, he was higher than the Reish Galusa. So was it the Arkafsa who in fact preceded the Reish Galusa? This is how others learn the suffix here. Now the Gemara goes on to relate that Shmuel Omar Ana Manis Afroichai. It would seem by Pashtus that Shmuel was stating something that he was Mahar in during Shemayna Esrei, to not give him a perfect Shemayna Esrei, the way the Haredim learns this Gemara. I started counting birds in my davening. Rabun Barchi Yomer Ano Manis Dimusya. I, looking out at the wall, I started counting bricks. I lost my train of thought, my kavana, momentarily, and I didn't have that perfect Shemayna Esrei. However, the Pnei Moshe learns that all of these great gedolim, they were maharer shlefisha torah behiru torah haya v'chein kol elu dulekamon. This is on the left-hand column, two lines before it gets wide. So the Pnei Moshe says that they didn't have a perfect Shemayna Esrei because they were maharer in divrei torah. So how does the Pnei Moshe learn, when the Gemara says that he was thinking about the birds, he was thinking about the bricks on the wall, so therefore L'chayra, the Pnei Moshe, would learn according to the Pirish of the Yefei Mara, that because they were so torrid in their learning, they had to do a process before davening Shemayna Esrei that would stop them for the time that it took to say Shemayna Esrei, to stop being Mahar in Divrei Torah. So Shmuel and Rabun Barchia are telling us methods that they used, according to the Yefei Mara, of how they would stop their hearer in Torah to be able to concentrate on the Shemayna Esrei. Shmuel would count birds, and Rabun Barchia would count the bricks on the wall. By doing that, that stopped them from being Mahar in Divrei Torah, and then they were able to go into the Shemayna Esrei and have Kavana on the Pirush HaMilim of the Shemayna Esrei, and thinking that they're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the proper kavana as they are davening. Amar Rav Masnei, Anam Machzik Tuvi L'Roshi. I thank, I have Hakoras HaTov, appreciation to my head. The Karav Emati L'Moidim, when my head gets to reaches Moidim, Hukara Megarmei, by itself, it bows down. In other words, unfortunately, sometimes we'll learn like the Pnei Moshe. I'm torrid in learning, and I'm not being mechaven properly in Shemayna Esrei, and yet my head knows when I say the word Moedim without the proper kavana, because I'm being mahar in divrei Torah, but my head by itself goes to make the Moedim bows down, so that I'm mekayim bowing down, although my mind is not where it should be on the Pirush HaMilim, and I'm thinking about Divrei Torah. Begins the next Mishnah, which the Yerushalmi calls Halacha Hei, Ha'um Nin Koirin Barosh Ha'ilan Oy Barosh HaNidbach. The craftsmen who are standing on top of a tree, or at the top of a nidvach. Nidvach, the Haredim tells us, is binyan shel avonim, a wall of stones. And as the Haredim tells us, five lines from the bottom on the right-hand column, ha'um nin shehen oiskim b'mlachtom. They are busy doing their work for their employer. Beroish ha'ilana, beroish ha'nidvach, there on the top of a tree or on the top of a wall of bricks. V'yigi azman kriyishma, the time of kriyishma came. Koirin sham miyad. They say the Kriya Shema on top of the tree or on top of the wall of bricks, immediately they do not have to go down. As the Pnei Moshe explains two lines from the bottom of the Amud in the left-hand column. Va'afal gav de mistafu dilma nafli, even though they have a fear, perhaps they will fall down. V'loy matzim mechavni, and they won't be able to have proper kavana because of that fear of falling down. La'yitzriku chacham l'aredes, the chachamim did not require the workers to go down from the tree or from the wall. The kriyishma loy boy kavana el pasuk rishon bavad. For kriyishma, you only need kavan in the first pasuk. Vizeh yichayim lechavim bekal, and it is easy for them to have proper kavana just for that one pasuk. And although we have learned previously here in the Yerushalmi and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that the first three psukim of kriyishma require kavana, the Meforshim explained that our Mishnah and the Yerushalmi, the Gemara, is going according to the Mandi Amr that we find in the Bavli that holds that only the first pasuk of Kriyishma requires Kavana, and therefore the Chachamim were not matriach the workers to go down from the tree and to say Kriyishma. As we turn to Daf Chavav Amud Beis, Masha'ein Rishon Lasses came Bitzvila. However, when it comes to Shemayna Esrei, there they have to go down. As the Chredim explains in the left-hand column, the first Chredim, the Tfilah Rachmihi. Tfilah is beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. Uboya Kavana, and you require Kavana for the entire Shemayna Esrei. Hilkach, Emes Palam Baroish, Ilan Baroish HaNidbach, the Mistavu Dilma Nafli, the Ein Yuchel Lamed Sham, Ela Yedei Atchak. Umach must be Yususo loy matzi mechavni. The Chredim is quoting Rashi in the Bavli on Daft Hazayin Amid Aleph and Mesach the Brachas, where Rashi tells us that Ein Echanami, for one pasuk of Kriyishma, you can have Kavana, but for Shemayna Esrei, which requires Kavana, begging Hashem for mercy, and they are standing on top of this tree or on top of this wall, not comfortably, but rather it's al yedei hatchak. They're afraid of falling down. They won't be able to have proper kavana, and therefore, as the Pnei Moshe concludes in the right-hand column, the hilkach yardin lamatam ispalm. Therefore, the chachamim required that these workers have to go down from the tree or from the wall and daven shmoyne esrei properly with the correct kavana. Begins the Gemara, and we're going to learn what it says in the brackets. Kaini masnista. This is the correct girsa in our Mishnah, as the Chredim explains that if we look back in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, the Mishnah called the workers on top of the tree or on top of the wall ha'umnin. And what the Yerushalmi objects to is, as the Chredim explains, bishloima, the wall. Perhaps these craftsmen were working on the wall, building the wall, fixing the wall. There, it's correct to call those workers umnin, they're craftsmen. However, what kind of umnis do you need to pick fruit, asked the Chredim. Why would you call the fruit pickers also umnin? You'd call them poyalim. So on that, the Yerushalmi says that ain't a chanami, kaini masnisa. This is the correct girsa in the Mishnah. Hapoyalin koirin beroisha ilan. It is the workers who read Kriyishma on the top of a tree, veha umnin, and the craftsmen beroisha nidbok on the top of the wall of bricks. And vitani kain, we learned like this in a tesefta as well. And here the Charedim puts in a word which we don't have in the Yerushalmi, but it's found in the Tosefta. Hapoyalim mispalim b'roish hazayis u'b'roish hata'ena. Here we're not speaking about Kriyishma. We're speaking about Tefillah Shemayna Esrei. But the main point that we want to bring from this Tosefta is that the workers on top of the trees who are picking the fruit, they are not known as umnin. They are referred to as hapoyalim. The poyalim. Let's see now what the halach is concerning tefillah. Now that we've proven that their name is poyalim and not umnin, ha-poyalim mispalalim, b'roish hazayis u'b'roish hata'ena. Even though our Mishnah said that the workers on top of trees have to go down for Shemoneh Esrei, the Tosefta tells us that there are two trees where the Po'alim are allowed to remain on top of those trees. And what trees are they? They are the olive tree, the Zayas tree, and the Teina tree, the date tree. Why these trees are different than all other trees, we will see in a few lines in the Gemara. Continues the Tosefta, Habishar kol ilanas yorid umespalo lamatan. But concerning any other tree that the worker, the poel, is on top of that tree, for Shemoneh Esrei, he has to go down and be mispal on terra firma. He has to be mispal on the ground. Ubalabayis, concerning the owner, the employer, la'olam yared mispal lamatan, he always has to be mispal el Shemoneh Esrei, down on the ground. The Lama Barosh HaZayas Barosh HaTein. Asked the Yerushalmi, why in fact are the olive tree and the date tree, why are these two trees different that the Poyalim are allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei on top of those trees? The answer is given by Rab Abba and Rab Simon. Tarvai and Amram, they both said, Mipnei Shetir Chasan Meruba, because it is difficult to go up and down from these trees, because they have many branches, as the Haredim brings down from the Rabbeinu Yoina, in the left-hand column, around halfway down, Divrei HaMaschil, Shetorcheihem Meruba, Pirush HaRabbeinu Yoina, Sheyesh Lamanofim Rabbim, Yosem Yisharalonis, they have more branches than other trees. The Yesh Tarek Godel Baliyosem Yeridosem. And there is a very big bother in going up and down from these trees that have so many branches. And as a result, V'yizbatlum Mimelechus Balabayis, this will result in a lot of bitl melacha, a lot of wasted time where the owner has to pay for their time and they're not producing because they're busy going up and down the tree to daven Shemoneh Esrei. So they were given a special dispensation by the olive tree and by the date tree, which has these many branches, that they could daven Shemoneh Esrei on top of those two trees. The Bala boss, whose time is his own, their Chazal didn't give him that dispensation. They required that the Bala boss for all trees has to come down and daven Shemoneh Esrei on the ground. However, by the Poyalim, they are allowed to stay on top for the olive and the date trees. They must come down for all other trees. So it comes out, in summary, that concerning Kriya Shema, there the Haredim told us in Divrei HaMaschil Balabayis Pirush Rabbeinu Yoina, Aval Kriya Shema, Gam Balabayis Kare Baraisha Ilon. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that concerning Kriya Shema, even the Balabayis is allowed, since it's only one pasuk of Kriya Shema that he has to have kavanah for, their Chazal were not matriach, even the Balabais, to come down from any tree. So concerning Kriya Shema, Balabais and a poel have the same din, they could say the one pasuk of Kriya Shema with kavanah on top of the tree, they do not have to come down. Legabe Shemoneh Esrei, the Balabais always has to come down from every tree, and the Poyel has to come down for all trees except for an olive and a date tree, where there he has a heter because of the tircha that's involved and the wasting of time of the Balabais. He's allowed to say Shemoneh Esrei on top of the tree. It's interesting to note that Rashi and Bavli Brachas on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph gives a totally different reason than our Yerushalmi here. Our Yerushalmi said because Tirchas and Merubah, and they're going to be wasting time from the Balabais. That's why Chazal gave a dispensation for the Poyel to say Shemoneh Esrei on top of these two trees. However, Rashi says different. V'zel Shainai, quote, Mipnei Shanfei Merubim, V'yecholim Lamad Shom Shaloi B'doichik, V'ein Shom Pachad Lipo, L'fikach Mispal B'roishim, Aval B'shari Lonesei Mispalim. Rashi says that because these two trees have many branches, therefore when the worker's on top of those trees, he feels secure. He's not afraid that he's going to fall down. And therefore, Chazal there gave the poel a dispensation that he doesn't have to come down because he will have to have kavanah. It seems that the Balabayis, they still didn't give that heter to, because after all, you're still up in the air and it's not like being on terra firma. You're not on the ground. And therefore, for the Balabayas, as the Charedim brings down, he has to daven lamata by all trees, even the olive tree and the date tree. Lefi she'ein daitum yushavis alav. The Charedim quotes the Bavli, as we mentioned, Adaf Tazayin Amud Aleph, where the Bavli says that the Balabas doesn't feel as well on top of a tree as down on the ground, and therefore he has to come down for all trees. Now, it's interesting that the Charedim brings down a rush in Siman Yud Gimel that points out that the only reason the Balabayas has to come down by all trees is because Ein Daitum Yushavis Olav. But L'chor is another reason why he should have to come down, because we learned earlier in the Yerushalmi, and it's in the Bavli as well, that Lo Yamed B'makom Gavoyev Yisbal, Mimamakim Krasich Hashem, a person has to call out to Hashem from the depths. He's not supposed to daven from on high. The Aser L'il, that we ushered a person to daven from a makom gavoya. So the Rosh says, that is not a consideration. Leko. We don't have to worry about that here. Why? The kiv in the oila be'ilon lasis malachtoi havei ka'adam she'oila le'aliyah. Let's say the worker that we tell him to come down by other trees, not by the zayas and by the taina. He has to come down. So it's only because he can't have proper kavana. But we're not worried about Makom Gavoya, because since he went up on the tree in order to do his work, it's like someone who is davening to Hashem from a second story in a house or in a apartment building or an office tower from a story way up in the sky. We don't say you're davening from a Makom Gavoya and you should come down to the lobby of the building and daven there. That avad is not considered a makom gavoya. And here too, a person who went up on a tree in order to do work, and then it happened to be that it's the zman of Shmeina Esrei, and he doesn't have to come down because of makom gavoya. The only consideration is concerning kavana. And there, all trees he comes down because of a lack of kavana, zayis and Te'ena, he's allowed to remain on top of the tree. Continues the Gemara. Tani was taught in a Braisa Hakatav, the porter, the one who holds merchandise on his back. He's carrying it, a heavy load. Afal pi shemasoy al kseifoy, even though his load is on his shoulders. Harei ze koresh shema. He's allowed to read shema in that state. As the Marav Fuld explains, in the left-hand column, all the way to the left, in the middle of the Marav Fuld, Divrei Maskal. Afal pi, the leposuk rishon shehu mechuyav lechaven matzi lechavnei, because as we explained, our whole sugya is going that kriya shema, it's only necessary to have kavana in the first posuk, and therefore, even though he's carrying a load, he could have kavana for the posuk of kriya shema, and therefore he's allowed to read kriya shema even though he is bearing the load. Avil continues the Gemara, lo yaschil, he shouldn't begin kriya shema, loy b'shashu parik, not when he is unloading, v'loy b'shashu taina, not when he is loading, mivnei she'en libay miyusha, because during those times, when he's unloading and loading, he's not able to concentrate at all. And since we're speaking about yaschil, that he's at the beginning of kriya shema, so he's at the first pasuk, if he's going to be loading and unloading while he's saying the first pasuk, he won't be able to have kavana, and therefore it's usur to do that. But when it's on his back, there he's allowed to, because then he will be able to have kavana. Benkach hu benkach. Continues the Gemara concerning tefillah, al yispala chashe yifraik, concerning Shmoneh Esrei, where it's necessary to have kavana for the whole Shmoneh Esrei, and he won't be able to do that with his load. He's not supposed to be mispala until he unloads the load. He has nothing to do with the load anymore. He's not loading, he's not unloading, it's not on his back. He has nothing to do with the load whatsoever, and then he should go and daven Shmoin Esrei. However, v'im hoyol of masri shol arbos kabin mutter. But if he had a light load on his back, then it's mutter to daven Shmoin Esrei with that light load. As the Marav Fulda tells us, two-thirds of the way down the Marav Fulda, mutter, divri amasal mutter, lispal, umasal ksevav, da'ad arbo kabin, lav maskedoy lehi, v'en kantirda. because that is not considered that he's busy with his load. He almost doesn't feel the load on his shoulders. It's a very light load, up to 4 kabin, and therefore he will be able to have kavana in Shmoneh Esrei, and then he would be allowed to do it. But there's one provision. Am Rabbi Yonasan, v'hu sheshikel. That's only if he balanced the load. Mao sheshikel. What does it mean that he balanced it? Train chalokin l'churye. L'churye means la'achoyrov. 2/3 of the 4 kabin are balanced on his back, v'chad l'kayume, and 1/3 is to his front. If he has the load, a light load like the 4 kavan, balanced in that measure of 2/3 in the back and 1/3 in the front, then we say that he's able to have kavana. Tani was taught in a brisa, lo yehei merames bein avakara. A person should not signal during kriyishma with his eyes. The Bavli and Yuma, Yutessim and Beis, adds that he shouldn't be merames with his lips either. He shouldn't mouth words with his lips during kriyishma, or to direct things with his hands, to demonstrate things with his hands, and so too to do malacha. So therefore, we should learn from this that even though we've been learning in our Mishnah and Gemara that there's a heter for poyalim to read the first pasuk of Kriyishma when they're on top of the tree, however, to do malacha while they're saying that first pasuk of Kriyishma, that is usur to do. There is a shaila in the Meforshim and the Poiskim whether this halacha that one should not do malacha is only in the first pasuk of Kriyishma, or whether it applies to the first parsha of Kriyishma as well, the entire parsha, that he shouldn't do malacha during that time, or it's only the first pasuk. But certainly, the other parshas of Kriyishma, if one had to do malacha, he would be able to do malacha.